I tell people, you know, the erosion's been going on, but when it gets to your doorstep, you pay more attention to it.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of time to work with.
Tangier Mayor James Uker Eskridge has been giving tours and talking with the media for years. But today, he has the eyes and ears of Norfolk Army Corps of Engineers' newest district commander, Colonel Jason Kelly.
Has that been the plan? I mean, really just retreat? Is that the way over the years we handled the erosion, relocate?
Yeah, there used to be a community up here, and I don't know how many families have lived up here. They had a schoolhouse up there and another community out here, and they're all underwater now.
Later, at Tangier's school auditorium, nearly half the town came to hear the news of the jetty and breakwaters. 3 years ago, Governor Bob McDonnell was here to celebrate funding for the jetty project. What Islanders misunderstood was the money was for a study. Today, the Corps was announcing the study was nearly complete. But the jetty won't be built for another 2 years. Tangier schoolteacher Dwayne Crockett expressed the town's frustration.
What is there left to study? We are washing away. I've contacted every state official, every national official that I know who to get in contact with concerning this.
Colonel Kelly told Islanders it may be up to the town and state to move the process along.
I think that everything that we can do in terms of our agency and the actions we can take, they've been taken. And that was one of the things that I wanted to communicate during the session today.
Kelly also said Tangier can ask his superiors in Washington to expedite the process. And then there's the $9.2 million breakwater project that's been shelved since 2011 for lack of funding. A recent study says that unless something is done, Islanders have about 25 years before they'll have to abandon the place their families have occupied since the 1600s. Town councilor Jean Crockett said Tangier helped pay for a breakwater back in the 1980s, but can no longer afford a new one.
We increased our town taxes by over 200% in order to try to get up our portion. We had to come up with $250,000, and we did.
Back in 1980, there were about 700 Islanders. Today, there are about 450, many over the age of 65. Town manager Renee Tyler says it's a struggle.
Town's bills, you know,
are higher,
and we're getting less income in because of less people.
We don't have enough people to share the bill anymore.
So we have to depend on other sources.
Yeah, and we're going to have to shake some trees really hard. But we're going to shake them.
For Virginia Public Radio, I'm Pamela D'Angelo reporting from Tangier Island.